Isazazaile keme susando burima. Will be his sign. Will be his wonders. I will give him power over the nation. We have been stripped of true power. Return, return, that we might look upon you. For he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no one knoweth saving he that receiveth it. Return that we might look upon you. That we might look upon you. That we might look upon you. That we might look upon him. That we might look upon him. Ameso Salimo Korea. Let me now compel a skill of Oborokoski. Let's converse of a terminal laika. Like Combesco Velamas Kutetelia. Amakande Baboria. Jenny compass kito ke babarata maskilo baite. Return, return. Return, return. Return, return. Return, return. Return, return, that we might look upon you. Return. Return. Confesse a Luca Pande Mamor. Ebroskepo Saminaite. Lama Puria. Escovesama. La Capata Lato Covera Kine. Ramos Capela. Icopeto Cosque Masamina. Lai Compatua. Sacombe la cusquete bre. Cavalomba di capella mo, Return. Can you tell the Lord tonight? You must do something to me. If the purpose of God is going to advance in the land, then the depth in the people of God must be far reaching. You must do something. Do something to me. Do something to me like you did to Isaiah. His vista changed. His scale of measurement changed. His expectation changed. Return. Return. Return that we might look upon you. Return. Gideon said, if God be God, where be his miracle? Where be his wonders? Where be his signs? Return. That we might look upon him. Come see a la montemina. Ebro keto kopeta kabalata. Yaman soke bakiabo. Lato keto kebo koseliata. Ayamo maniko santa baboya. Eka bogorika sanatala. Yamo sese. Alamo! Alamo! Saketola. Risko pela mante. Rakabo sabia. Rakabo sese. Rakabo saminata. Yakabo boya. Ah! Ode badiko patelebo. Yamo sketo benda ila. Yamo samina katebo. Alamantele. Yamo seki bakonde baboya. Finally, what is it that is holding you down? What is responsible for your prayerlessness? And you cannot mount up with wings. You can't mount up like eagles. What is it that has prevented you? You want to break free right now. You want to break free and say, Lord, I tap into the capacity of your grace. I tap into it tonight to function as an overcomer. It is written, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Every aspect of my life is supposed to reflect the capacity of the greater one, the capacity of him that resides on my inside. I am supposed to have the ability to overcome sin, to overcome Satan, to overcome the flesh, to overcome the world, to overcome the age. Oh, I receive grace. 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 I receive grace. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Now, are you with me? Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Now, if I say in the name of Jesus, say amen, then you keep quiet. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This is an announcement to make the church in this land and here in this nation understand that what we practice as church in comparison to the model
that we have in the book of Acts of the Apostles is a departure. I have 16 evidences in the Bible to present for that. I came from the wilderness to tell you this. The Lord now looks for the overcomers. Those that have found something in Christ Jesus that gives them the capacity to go beyond what is obtainable. The higher standard must be reached in all things that pertain to our church life. The churches in the south are wealthy, and the reason for the wealth is to fund the gospel in the north. But such ministries that have been blessed with the wealth use it to brag. And we see the element of self has blocked the conduit and the flow of grace, the tributaries of life that should characterize the release of our merchandise, which is life, is in contention. And so people in the north get kidnapped, they die, and you see a disconnection within our ranks because of an ancient war, an old war. He said, these are a people trapped in holes. They are all of them in prison houses. They are for a prayer, none deliver it. For a spoil, and none say it, restore. And in those days, there was a prayer movement because the stale of Nigerian Christianity hangs on a tripod of apostolic ministry. Of Pa Elton's witness, of Babalola's witness, of Idahosa's witness. Because this is supposed to be the apostolic phase of the church in Africa. Pa Elton was not just a good teacher. He was a prolific custodian of the word of God. He preached as though he received dictations from heaven. He was also a prophet. And the people he told them the future. But those same people led us into doom. Because something was missing from the church of Jesus. And we have been operating by duplicates and with duplicates. And like Elijah, like Isaiah, God will need to come with a fresh encounter. Something original. We've been running with duplicates. That's why I cried out, return, return. That has been my prayer for a long time. That we might look upon. What we have is not authentic. It doesn't have the capacity to bring salvation to a nation. It's about marketing. How many people can you bring? About management. The ones that have come, how can we keep them? Open the front door, close the back door. May your life be that platform that God will use to deliver the original. These men I spoke about are men that have authority on their tongue, and when they speak, God backs it up. Because of the power that they could wield, they could not be ignored. Their faces were not on newspapers, on Vanguard, on Guardian, but their presence restrained the beast. Whenever you see the beast go moving unrestrained, it means we are lacking something. And those that look for the redemption of our nation are such that say, return, return, that we may look upon you. For when Jesus passes by, he doesn't look at the congregation, he only cries out, he that overcometh. I am determined. I am determined that this little vessel of mine will be used to advance the kingdom of God. Satan will have to sit back and lament. How did this one come that we didn't know about? He has a new doctrine. He danced to the beat of a different drummer. He pledges his allegiance to a different flag. The deceptions I planted over the decades have no power over his soul. Return! Elijah, Isaiah never knew his condition until he had an open vision of the glory of God's holiness. I pray God will find you worthy to give you a disclosure that will reveal our condition. Some of you are testifying that, hey, I just bought a car. If only you can have an encounter, then you will know where you are is beggarly, is pitiable, and you are celebrating it because you have not seen the reference point. So we want to take a prayer of commitment to Jesus. With your right hand on your chest. Tell Jesus, I will depart from every appearance and act of sin. If you don't mean what you are saying, don't pray. Leave it. It's not by force. I will depart from anything that is deceptive, anything that makes a lie. I will advance under the government of your spirit. I will yield to the Holy Ghost, and my life will become a vessel that will give him the opportunity to express himself. In my vessel, Jesus will not be bound. In Jesus' name. The recovery will begin with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Before I pray for the sick, I wanted you to take 5 minutes and make a commitment to Jesus. Make a commitment. There are evangelists among you people that have stopped winning souls. Can you recover yourself? Can you recover yourself? The last instructions that Jesus gave you. Can you recover yourself? I repent and I come back. My life will yield fruit. My life will yield fruit. My life will yield fruit. You will profit through my life. My life will bring profit to you. My life will not be empty. You will look at me and you will be proud. Jesus. Now, this is how we are going to proceed with the healing section. Maybe you came here and you are whole. You don't need healing. Just in case you have a relative that is sick and the person doesn't need to be physically present here. Just like we demonstrated yesterday, take your phone, call the person, and keep the phone running as I pray. You can be sick of cancer. can be sick of blindness, can be sick of deafness, it can be crippled, it can be dumb. Just make the call. That's all I ask. Call the person, keep the phone running while I pray, and allow Jesus to do what he knows how to do best. For those that are physically sick that are here, maybe you have a growth on your body. Use your hand and touch the growth, because it's going to dissolve. Right? And listen to me. You don't need to believe me. Okay? You are relieved from believing this night. You brought someone that's crippled, that the person just lay hands on the legs. The electric fire of the Holy Ghost will come upon those legs. Someone that is deaf, take this finger, put it on the ear that cannot hear, and block it. Block it completely and leave it there till I ask you to unblock it. Someone that uses glasses to read, remove your glasses, put them in your pocket or in your bag. Lay your hands on your eyes. You will see now. Lay your hands on your hands. I'm seeing someone with an everlasting headache. You've had migraine for 3 years. So you lay your hands on your head. And I hear that sick people are under that canopy. I will visit you in a moment, okay? If I say in the name of Jesus, give me the loudest amen you can muster. Let's try. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Listen. Listen carefully. There's somebody that has an emergency. This person that I'm, listen to me carefully. This person that I'm talking about, you wanted to sleep one day, and you switched the light. You switched off the light. And then you saw the image of a being come out through a mirror in your room. The image, can you hear me? You wanted to sleep. You turned off the light. Then you saw an image as if it was coming out of the mirror that was planted in your room. When you saw this, you began to choke. And it was by the mercy of God that you survived that night. The Lord sent me to help you. So anywhere you are, come. I'm waiting for you. Your case is an emergency. He sent me to help you. It was as if the image came out of the mirror. If you are under the sound of my voice, come to the front now. He sent me to help you. You choked, and it was by the grace of God you survived. Someone has hired a demon to take your life, and I'm here to help you. So if you are the one, walk your way, come to the front here. I will only say it twice. Now, can we have a microphone? Please interview them. Let's be sure. You know what? The word of knowledge I gave is quite clear. So let's be sure we are talking to the right people, okay? Because if it's the person that I'm talking about, the person has been marked for death. So what we are doing here is to break the hold of death. So please, I'd like you to interview them, and so that it will be sure that I'm talking to the right people. In the name of Jesus. The reason why I ask for the response, amen, is because when you say amen, my eyes will open. Then I will see someone's problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
This man, September.
September.
A beast came into his room.
A beast came into his room.
And licked his head.
No. The one I saw. The beast came out from the mirror. So he's here. Not just... See... That's why I say you should interview them. I don't want to waste my energy on the case that is not the one I mentioned.
Okay,
the one I spoke about, the beast came out of the mirror. If that is not your case, please go and sit down. Yeah.
She saw herself in the mirror, and the beast came out of the mirror, and she was choked.
Wait.
Okay, say it. Say it. Say it.
Say it. Let me hear you.
Okay, I about to sleep.
Okay.
And then I saw the mirror, and I saw this thing looking like, it looks like me.
Looks like you.
Yes. Then while it started looking at me, it frowned, and then I started choking.
You started choking. You are the one I'm looking for. I don't want to go into details. What is this woman's case? My friend? Okay, my friend, don't talk through the mic. Come, my friend, come up. Come up and tell me what happened. Listen. This thing I'm talking about, let me spare you the details. It's not a... A small case. Maybe the next time I come, when I teach on the nine systems of the kingdom of darkness, I will explain this matter. There are nine channels through which Satan transmits his power. Nine channels. This one is the most terrible. This one. Yeah. My sister, come. Now, can we pray for them in a moment? Can we pray for them? Can we pray for them? If I say put your hand in your ear, don't remove it until I tell you to remove it. Is that clear? Don't violate the instruction. Pray for them. Can we pray? You are being hunted. You are being hunted by one that is skillful in the arts of darkness. But I come in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. I come in the name of the Lord. I demand that that yoke break. Let it break. The link, your link with that power, your link with that spirit, let it break in the name of Jesus. I command it to break in the name of Jesus. Any point of contact, maybe your hair, your fingernails, your clothes that was used as a link today, in the name of Jesus Christ,
I destroy it. I destroy it. I destroy it. And I call you forth. Come out of the chains in the name of Jesus. I destroy that link. Come out in the name of Jesus. Woo. So many things that is meant for you is trapped down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release that which you have ordained for her. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are things that are coming out. I release it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Go, you will prosper. Your desires are granted. You will see. I don't want to go into details. I can tell you personally. You are released. In Jesus' name. Okay. And this is what Satan has plotted, that someone in this room, 14 days after today, you'll be involved in an accident that will take your life. I know you don't believe. So let me ask the Lord to help show us this person. Father, that one that has been programmed to collide with the spirit of death 14 days after today. Anywhere the person is in this congregation, I ask that your hand will fish him or her out. Don't answer amen now. Father, can you fish him or her out? From my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back of the hall, the gallery. Help me find that one. Program for death in 14 days. You don't die in the presence of God. You come here to live. I command the yoke upon you to break. I send the spirit back to that member of your family that released it. Let her go in the name of Jesus. They are looking for a sacrifice. Let her go in the name of Jesus. She will live. But the one that wants her dead will go in her place. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a woman in this place. Please, these are deliverance cases. They are very important. So I want to handle them before we start the healing. All right? Until we share the grace, the healing will not stop. I can guarantee you that. Until we share the grace. A woman is here. You gave birth to a child, and the child was still born. Still birth delivery. You lost the child after delivery. And I'm seeing a demon that we need to tackle now. And then you will have a child that will live. So any woman here that had a stillbirth, this is you I'm looking for. Come quickly. Come quickly. Stillbirth. Stillbirth. You give birth. You give birth and the child dies. Don't be afraid. Just stand. I thought it was one person. I'm so sorry for what happened. But the power of God will come on. The case of one of you is an emergency. One of you, your case is an emergency. So, because your case is an emergency, Jesus will handle your case himself. Lord, the one whose case is an emergency here, I ask that you administer help by yourself. Let your power descend on that lady. Let your power come strong, so strong on that life, so that you can break the yoke. He comes strong on you. He comes strong. He comes stronger. He comes stronger, so that he can break the yoke. 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 Can break the yoke. He's going to disappoint those that say you will not carry your child. Yes, I see it. Disappoint them. He will disappoint them. In the name of Jesus. He will disappoint them. He will disappoint them. He will disappoint them. The yoke will break. In the name of Jesus. The expectation of the diabolical about your life will not stand. Are you an usher? Protocol. What's the difference? Okay, you. You are the... Give you some power. You need to help me. Father. Yeah. Transmit some power. All right. Come. Put your hand on her stomach and then pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. The power will flow from your hand. To flow. Then the yoke will break. The yoke will break. Don't worry. Just keep praying. If it breaks, you will know. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, I command that barricade, I command that barrier, let it be broken. Let it be broken. Keep praying in tongues. Keep praying in tongues. Lord, we put to shame the enemy. We put to shame the enemy. Give her a miracle. Give her a miracle in the name of Jesus. We put to shame the enemy. Give her a miracle in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you have your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Yes? Go. Let it be removed. Let it be moved. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen. Finally, before I pray for the sick. There are seven prophets here. Alright? The reason why I want God to bring you. Is because I want to whisper something to your ears. I want to teach you something. Father, in the name of Jesus, those prophets that are here, show me seven of them. Okay, he's anointing me now, so it means he's anointing you too. Oh, he's anointing them. Oh, I didn't know. Now, yes. In the name of Jesus. You see, miracles have already started happening and we have not prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, I bind every blinding spirit. Oh my. I bind every deafening spirit. Deafening spirits be bound in the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits be bound in the name of Jesus. I break your yoke in the name of Jesus. I break your yoke in the name of Jesus. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Every growth, fibroid, cancer, lumps, I said dissolve, 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 in the name of Jesus. There's somebody carrying a weight. You're carrying a weight. I remove that weight from off you in the name of Jesus. Those ones that are connecting with phones, I send deliverance your way in the name of Jesus. Let the fibroids dissolve. Let the cancer die. Break that yoke, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I command the migraine to go. The pains on the waist. The pains on the waist. I challenge it. 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 Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to bones. Bones. Come together. Come together. Come together. Come together. In the name of Jesus. There are 12 intercessors. God is putting fire in your spirit. He's putting fire in your spirit. He's putting fire in your spirit. He's putting fire in your spirit. There's fire in your spirit. There's fire in your spirit. Oh God. Listen, listen to me. After this meeting, someone will be given a car key. I'm seeing it. Hey, I'm also selling copper. So the healings have begun. The healings have started. The healings have started. You can talk to the people on the phone, and if you notice that your eye can see, your ear can hear. This is where you will stand to give your testimony. Your ear can hear. Your eye can see. You stand here. Your ear can hear. Your eye can see. Is upon you, and by the hand of God upon you, you will conceive. It comes from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. By that hand of God upon you, you will conceive, you will deliver in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can, you may be seated. Those of you down there under the canopy, I'm coming. Yeah, so what happened there?
We have a testimony from Edo.
Listen, listen. I see someone that has been healed from deafness. Listen. There is a prayer I'm going to pray after taking a few testimonies and going down there. We'll pray it in the congregation. But everybody will have a personal testimony. I'm waiting for the person whose ears open. Yeah?
Two years migraine headache from Edo City Hill.
2 years migraine headache, Edo. You called the person?
He called the sister.
He called the sister on the phone, and a miracle was sent to Edo State from Kaduna. Can we give glory to the Lord Jesus? Listen to me. Listen. There's someone. Your ear can hear. Join them. Yeah? What happened?
Okay. Four years pains in his leg. He has been going through 4 months pains on his leg. Just disappeared right now. He's a footballer. He has not been training for 4 months. But just at the instance of your prayer, the pains disappeared. And right now, he's not feeling those pains again.
Now, he's a footballer because of the pain. He's been not... Why are you bringing your passport? Okay, Lord, I bless his trip. Let him get all the needed documents for the trip in the name of Jesus.
There is an amazing miracle here, sir.
Okay. Yeah?
She couldn't have seen you from the media stand without her glasses.
Come with your glasses.
But now she can see.
Now, this lady had to use these glasses for her to see. How long have you been using this kind of stuff?
2 months now.
For 2 months, she's been using this, and now she can see without... You can see?
Yes, I can.
Can somebody shout hallelujah there? Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you make this miracle permanent in Jesus' mighty name. You are released, sister. Oh, sorry. I didn't know anything about that. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, it's permanent. It's permanent. It's permanent. Your eyes will see without glasses in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Papa, he has been having partial deafness since childhood.
Partial deafness.
Yes, he has not been able to hear clearly, but at the instance of your prayer, his ears opened and now he can hear you clearly.
And you see, I told you, Jesus whispered to my ears, come. I said, I've healed someone. Blessed are ye when you wait for the last prayer. Meanwhile, you are free to go. I saw a woman living here, one of the women that I'm sent to. I saw her, she was in a hurry. She left. For the next 5 years, it is after 5 years that God will schedule another person to help her. So she's going now thinking she's hurrying. She has moved 5 years into the past. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that this miracle is permanent, permanent, permanent in Jesus' mighty name. There's someone that has a growth on his or her body. I want to ask you to check that growth, where the growth was. Check it again now. You have a growth on your body. Please check now. When you notice that the growth is no longer where it used to be, you help me with...
Yes, sir.
Where is the lady?
She's here.
Oh, you're here?
Yes, sir.
Speak into the microphone.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I woke up 3 days ago. I was sleeping and I felt like an injection on my left breast. And I woke up that morning with pains on my breast. Only for me to examine my breast, I felt a growth, a very strong growth. So yesterday I went to the hospital and scanning was conducted.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
She was diligent. She went to the hospital, conducted a scan.
And it was said by the doctor that two things are observed on my left breast.
There are two lumps.
Yes, sir.
One is 3.8 cm, another one is 3.2 cm. Yeah.
Also, the doctor said that there's breast infection on that same breast. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I came today. I was invited by my brother. I came believing God will heal me.
Okay.
And
so
I examined it while the prayer was on. I feel no pain there.
They are not,
I will not
come. Now, cameraman, try to capture this, huh? Jesus also told me that this is evidence that there were lumps, okay? Two lumps. And Jesus told me he just removed lumps. So I had to look for the person. But she had already come. Now, you know, do you realize Jesus is powerful? Hallelujah. He will perfect it. Don't worry, he will perfect it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I curse the root of the lumps and the attacks. I command it to dry up. Let it melt. Release her from the yoke. In the name of Jesus. That this is what we call Jesus surgery. This type. It's called Jesus surgery. So he's operating now. He's operating. The surgeon.
This lady had a growth beneath her navel.
Wait, okay. This is the surgery. Eh?
Okay.
Have you seen this kind of surgery? You are supposed to be learning Jesus surgery. This is Jesus surgery. After this kind of surgery, the lumps will never come back again. It's called, I'm a nurse in Jesus' clinic. Yeah. We have confounded the wise, the doctors, and the radiologists. Jesus is King. Yes, now. Yeah, let me.
Just beneath her abdomen.
Below her abdomen.
A growth. Yeah.
She had a growth.
Yeah, and it was so strong.
So strong.
Why you declare she tried to check.
She tried to look for it. She can't find it.
No
now,
more
come,
pain.
Come. Yeah. Don't worry. In the next 5 minutes, we'll start praying. Welcome to Jesus Clinic. There are surgical procedures that take place here. Therapeutic, analgesic procedure. Father, in the name of Jesus, I launch an attack against the growth. I launch an attack against that growth. I command it to melt. Let the flames of healing, the flames of healing, let it rest, let it rest, let it rest, let it rest in the name of Jesus. So this is called Jesus Clinic. This is the surgeon. He's doing a work there. If you have not labored in this clinic, you will not understand this procedure. So you see, it's an all-round cleansing. Toxins have been expelled from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Let it burn. Let the flames capture anything that God has not planted. All right.
This is a miracle from Meduguri.
Meduguri.
This sister knows a particular brother named Daniel, and he has been walking with crutches since 2012.
Walking with crutches since 2012.
That is 9 years ago. As the prayer was going on, the man sent a text that he has dropped the crutches.
He has dropped the
crutches. And it's walking. Somebody shout hallelujah! Glory!
That is Jesus Clinic. That's our outstation in Meduguri. They went to attend to the case.
Hallelujah.
And the patient doesn't need crutches anymore. You see, after the surgery, most times the anesthesia see has some effect. So this is anesthesia effect. Anesthesia effect. Sometimes I see, yes, is the anesthesia is strong. It's strong. Mm-hmm.
He has been having a contracting migraine, partial from his head down to this side. And as the prayer was going on, it evaporated, and now he's whole. Praise God.
Can you celebrate him?
Papa from Nazareth.
Now listen. Is there anybody that came here with a walking aid? If someone is close to you that has a walking aid, please say amen so that I will know. Amen. All right. That one with a walking aid, I want to challenge you in the name of Jesus. Drop the aid, stand up and walk. Wait. Drop the aid, stand up, walk. Drop the aid, stand up, walk. Drop the aid, stand up, walk.
Glory!
Walk! Woo! Walk in the name of Jesus! Listen to me. Oh, someone else is still walking. He can walk. He can walk. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Father, in the name of Jesus, perfect your healing on his life. Perfect your healing on his life. We break the yoke, the spirit of paralysis. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can go back. Let me touch you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Lord, be glorified. I ask, oh God, for complete healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He can walk. You were using this? Okay, follow me now. Okay, you follow me. I don't know where they sell this kind of things. But you see, this is Jesus. Can you see Jesus Clinic? This is our Kaduna outstation of Jesus. So carry it and go. Carry it. You see, I told you there's a woman I pity. She says she's in a hurry. I saw her with challenge. But she has postponed her day for 5 years. I pray she will be alive 5 years after today. Oh. Now, when such miracles take place, it's only in Igbo music you can dance it out. Oh, yeah, years.
Over 6 years. She had been sentenced in the hospital. She couldn't bend. She couldn't lift up her legs. They had to give her this apparatus to bind the lumbar part of her backbone to her legs so that she can walk. Now she can bend. She can jump. She can do what she can do before.
Oh my God.
15 years without sight.
15 years
without sight.
Without sight.
As the prayer was going on the call, this brother called the person in Ondo State.
Ondo State.
Now,
he can see. He can see.
Three years, two more.
Disappear.
The mother was could not work for many years.
For
now she's walking.
The mother stood up
since yesterday.
In plateau state.
Since yesterday.
Now she can walk.
State, okay. Has sister-in-law who has not seen since childhood just received her sight.
She received her.
Natural State. Natural State.
Mama, sir, you need to listen to this mama.
Okay.
My grandchild at home, Kagoro, as we were coming to the worship, they told me they are in the hospital. I said, let them know what I'm coming here. We are to pray for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's home at home now. Oh,
6 years stomach pain disappeared just now. Blindness and deafness on the left ear disappeared just now.
Can somebody shout hallelujah? Blindness and deafness on this ear. Now give the father, give the father. Okay. What happened?
He cannot hear it by the left ear.
He cannot hear with this ear?
Yes.
Can you hear this?
He will say he's hearing like a radio.
You can hear. Oh. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. Deafening spirits, your errands have come to an end. Can you hear that? So, Leon?
What's 3 years blindness.
Seven years, what?
He cannot walk.
He can't walk.
Yeah, I just call him now. He's walking. He's even jumping. He's at all.
Hallelujah.
Speak to him.
Hello, sir. Yes, I'm with Apostle now. Can you hear me?
Hello?
We can't get him. He can walk. That's our outstation, one of our clinics. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Finally, because there's one warfare we need to fight now.
Yeah? 3 years.
Short-sightedness. I can't.
Okay, short-sightedness. Yes, so you can see far now.
I can see far now.
Come. For 3 years, it's been short-sighted. Did you use glasses or? You were managing it.
Yes, sir.
So he can see far now. There's somebody in this congregation, your brother got missing. Where are you? Your brother got missing. Please run out now. Your brother got missing. Your brother got missing. We want to look for them. That's why we are calling. Your brother got missing. I hope you are not from the same family. Okay. Your brother got missing. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Whether it's kidnapped, whether the person is in Congo, it's not. We want to secure the person's release and call the person to come back. Can we do that? Secure the release, call him back. Let us pray. Ah, Kaduna cannot pray. We secure the release. We call you back. We secure the release. We call you back. We secure your release. We call you back. We secure your release. Call you back. We secure your release in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, all these ones with lost siblings, as a congregation, we secure their release. And we say, come back home. We secure your release. Come back home. In the name of Jesus. Go and rejoice. The Bible says, okay, all of you, I can't take your testimonies, okay? So the Lord will, don't worry, he'll come. He will anoint two of you as compensation that I can't take your testimony. Father, compensate them. They can't share their testimony. So let your hand descend on two of them. Two of them. Let it descend stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Holy Ghost. 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 Let the hand come stronger. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Move. Move on. It's even coming even more stronger. It's coming more stronger. It's coming more stronger. Yes. Can't withstand it. You can't withstand it. It's coming more stronger. More stronger. More stronger. Holy Ghost. The scripture says, when a strong man armed keeps his goods, keeps his house, his goods are in safety. But when a stronger than he shall come, he will first bind the strong man and spoil his goods. You know what I see? I see a battle. I'm seeing a spirit that has been accompanying someone here. My job will not have finished until we arrest that spirit this night. Doesn't matter where it came from the desert, from the graveyard. That spirit will be arrested this night. In the name of Jesus. First of all, we need to identify the person that I'm talking about. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that the spirit is accompanying, spirit is following. Spirit is monitoring to destroy, to ensure that she doesn't conceive, to ensure that nothing in her life works. I want you to help me. Help me find this person. Help me find this person. Help me find this person. Meanwhile, where is my friend? I just pray for now. I don't want to call your name, but come out. This one has a warfare around her life. I need to battle. I need to battle. Thou strong man. Thou strong man. See, the strong man is speaking. Thou strong man. Let her go. thou strong man. Let her go. Let her go. Okay. Now, the spirit is here. Put your hand here. And command it to go. Thou strong man, in the name of Jesus. Any other usher, shake me. Spirit is hanging on the waist. Put your hand there and pray. Yeah, so where are the other one? Can we speak in tongues for 2 minutes? 1 minute.